The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
9:40 here on WPHM. There is so much happening this weekend, including a concert tonight by the International Symphony Orchestra. It'll be at McMorran. They play on the other side of the Blue Water Bridge tomorrow. Anthony Wing is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
What a season this has been. This has been the comeback season for the ISO, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Comeback in so many ways after being so grounded for so long.
Yeah.
I forget what stopped us now.
But, yeah, let's not acknowledge what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What's not just been, you know, a lot of it seems like it's been over. It's not over, but it's, you know, things have been back to normal or our new normal for so long. We're saying, well, why didn't you have one last year? Take a minute and remember where we were in early, late 2021, early 2022. We weren't over it yet.
Oh, no, of course not. And the only concert we managed, it's interesting because we're at McMorran tonight. The only concert we managed in spring of 22 was at McMorran. Mm-hmm. We managed to put together with just the Michigan group.
Yeah.
And just as a signal that, okay, we're still going and we'll be back. But it was sort of trying to sort of push the end of the pandemic, you know?
And as an international, and I think that, you know, it's so unique what you do with an international symphony. That means literally you have performers from both sides of an international border.
That's right. And we've been going, the longest running always a point of pride that you can brag about in radio interviews that we're the longest running cross-border orchestra in North America. So which is why the season is called ISO 65 because it's our 65th year.
Yeah.
Not 65th season though, because of the pandemic.
Right. Exactly. The 65th year.
Yes.
We'll call it that. And just give us some of the highlights of this season thus far.
Well, we added, you know, the Legacy Series is six concerts. Mm-hmm. A series of two, one in Canada and one in Michigan. And so we had our usual six, but our conductor emeritus, Jerry Summers, on the Canadian side, he assisted us when we delivered an online, sort of a digital season with grant help on the Canadian side. So we brought him in for a guest concert. So we had seven concert series, and then right in the middle of the season, we plunked in two screamingly busy nights with the rock band, The Tea Party. So the orchestra played to 5,000 people at Caesars Windsor. And I was talking about that last time we visited. It was about to happen.
Yeah.
And then the next night we played in Sarnia. So we got the orchestra to play six concerts in just over 5 weeks of wildly different material. So I have to say that we've asked a lot of the players this season.
But it sounds like they've been up to the challenge.
Yes.
And have really enjoyed it. Two more weekends of performances this weekend and then April. What's going on this weekend?
This weekend we have ISO 250. It's an entire season condensed into one concert. By that I mean we were stopped cold by the pandemic, just a month away from a concert where we're I should get to that because we're debuting on the original symphony here. Yeah. But it's meant to commemorate the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth. So we were going to base a whole season on it, and so when we were stopped, it was just decided that we'd sort of cram it into one special concert. So we have the full choir with us. There'll be close to 100 people on stage tonight at Tim McMorran. And the entire first half will be the Beethoven Pastoral Symphony, the Six. The second half, we will debut the symphony from the former ISO arranger, Charles Stevens. And also pretty much the reason why we have the Cultural Arts Building at SC4. Yeah. One of the greatest musical influences, in Port Huron history. Yeah. And, he spent many, many years with the ISO, in the orchestra, on the board, and as an arranger. And this was sort of his gift to the ISO upon his retirement. We were going to do it, just as the pandemic stopped us.
Yeah.
So we're going to debut that in the second half, and then the choir comes on and they do another Beethoven work. So it's pretty much all We Love Beethoven concert with a commemoration of Charlie's time with us.
That is fantastic. That's going on tonight at McMorran, and then a performance tomorrow night at Great Lakes Auditorium in Sarnia.
That's right.
You can get tickets by going to the ISO website, theiso.org, and then you're going to wrap things up next month.
Oh, that's right. We got the V&V. We're going to have a brother and sister act playing the Mozart Sinfonia Concertante with violin and viola. Plus, we're so excited about this because we experienced growth. We were very, very lucky to come out of the pandemic a bigger organization and therefore able to take on very, 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 very challenging repertoire. And we're excited to present the Tchaikovsky Fourth for our final concert. And then it'll be just waiting out the summer with events throughout the summer at the ISO Bar downtown in Sarnia. And next month let me look at the poster here, Paul. On the 29th of April, we will be back at McMorran for our season finale.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky to have the ISO here in our community. It's one of those things I feel like we take so much for granted here in the greater Port Huron area. That's one of those gems that, when you start thinking about what do we have to offer here in Port Huron, we've got an international symphony that performs here on a regular basis.
Yes, that's one of the things. There's somebody, an educator in Michigan who used to be in the orchestra, and when I took on this role in 2018, he said to me, this is everybody's favorite thing, even if they don't know it yet.
Absolutely. Anthony, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it. It's been a great season. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Please, Paul. Thanks again.
All right. Take care. Anthony Wing with us from the International Symphony Orchestra on WPHM 947 now.